Vintage video. A certificate of achievement sits on a piano.
Hi, I'm Rachel Gwazdowski. I have a funny family. They all are sort of different. Let's go find them and see if they will talk. Come on, let's go.
The child goes to the kitchen. In the corner, a timestamp. 5:56 p.m., February 7th, 1999.
This is my sister.
Okay, you might want to tape your dad making a world-class hamburger helper dinner.
No, I can't.
He's making a hamburger helper dinner.
Yes, you guys are having dog food tonight. How do you like that?
That's Daddy. Mommy. Hello, Braylon.
And I'm Rachel, the one who made the video about my family.
Age 6.
Next time, join me for another video. I can't think of what I'm going to do next, though.
On YouTube.
It's Friday, July 27th, and I'm a little over 2 months on testosterone. 2 months and 6 days.
Age 19.
And my name is Ben, because I changed it.
He smiles. Tattooed hands play guitar.
All I really want is to, like, I just want to be loved by my family. And I think that for my family, it's not as simple as that. It's complicated for them.
Real boy is tattooed on his arm above an inverted triangle. Words appear. Real boy. On a freeway overpass, cars travel under a sign, East 210 Pasadena. In a garage, Bennett and his mother take down bins.
Some of the things are something I just put aside because I thought if you ever had a child one day.
Bennett takes out a small propeller cap.
Well, you are not wearing that.
This doesn't fit anymore. Oh, it doesn't. Wow, I have a lot of Pokemon cards.
I really never saw the allure.
Wow, these probably are worth something. Right? Am I wrong?
He picks up small cowboy boots.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Aren't they
in my
wonderful?
Entire life. Did I pick these out?
No.
You guys did? And I just
did.
Wore them everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh
is
my
that the
gosh. Did I carry this fanny pack of my own face around? Or was this for you guys to carry? A fanny pack with a picture of me on it.
You in your little soccer uniform.
With my missing two front teeth.
She shuffles photos to a picture of Bennett as a child, his sister, and two dogs.
That was her Christmas card.
Bennett looks down. Vintage video. 5-year-old Bennett sits on his father's lap and wears a tie. His father waves. Bennett smiles.
When I was younger, I hated using the women's restrooms. My mom would try to get me to get my ears pierced so people would know that I was a girl.
Child Bennett wears a police uniform. He wears a Batman t-shirt and poses with his arm flexed and a snake painted on his arm.
I was a tomboy for a very long time. Up until I got to middle school and puberty started happening and everybody was changing.
Pre-transition Bennett wears a yellow dress and has shoulder-length hair.
I felt like I either had to, like, grow my hair out or be a loser or be an outcast or, you know, like, be different. And I didn't want to be different.
Lines scratch out Bennett's face. In black and white, Bennett plays guitar.
I started cutting myself when I was really young, and I think that was my first addiction. It was definitely how I dealt with feeling so wrong. I was stealing from the people around me and doing drugs that I swore I'd never do. And my dad was gambling a lot. and my mom was watching her family fall apart. 3 years ago was like the last time that I cut myself because I went too deep. I remember the doctor coming in and like opening up the wound, and she was like, "Oh honey, you slashed a tendon. Like, you're gonna have to get surgery."
A circle spins. Shapes move behind the circle. In profile, Bennett looks up. On YouTube.
I don't want to be a girl. I just want to be me.
My body isn't how I want it to be either.
People don't understand what I go through on a daily basis, especially.
There's a large number of guys and girls out there who are transitioning, sharing their experiences, and sharing hope with each other.
It's okay to not be 6'3". It's okay to not have facial hair.
My parents actually still call me he, so call me him.
Hey guys, I have decided to talk about like dating and how it's been going being a trans kid in high school.
Subtitles. Hello YouTube followers. New language. I hope on some level this can inspire or help someone else.
Right now, the greatest gifts that I received while browsing was that I knew I wasn't alone.
Subtitles in sign language. What's important is that you are comfortable in your own body.
I got sober because I could no longer deny that there was a solution to what I was going through, which was transition.
Pictures of child Bennett in dresses sit on a shelf.
This is how I'm going to explain it. I am literally a boy with the wrong body parts.
No, I just think, you know, that there is the argument of you're not.
I just don't get.
I think it goes back to what defines what is a boy? Is it your brain or is it your body? In our hearts, you're Rachel. That's what we've known you as, and that's a hard habit to break. What's so wrong with the opinion of you are who you are and you get what you get? And
Is that why you got plastic surgery?
She takes a deep breath, looks down, and fidgets with an iPad in her hands.
Very minor plastic surgery. Enhancing what you have, is that all right with you? Where do you draw the line? You get what you get. Stop getting haircuts and hair dye. Stop piercing your ears. Stop putting on makeup. Like, what I have is a body that doesn't fit.
He chews his lip. Vintage video.
Hey, Rachel, how old are you today?
5.
Do you want to open up the present?
Child Bennett reaches into a gift bag with white tissue paper.
Oh, man. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
He puts on the suit jacket.
We all have accepted this for a long, long time, and that was Rachel. And that is what I've tried to explain to you, that you are Rachel. That is who you are. Everyone knows you as this. They know that you're, you know, you march to your own drummer, and you are quirky, and that's why they all love you. And this whole flip to, you know, no, it's not just quirky, it's, you know, I'm in the wrong body, is, I think we all have that feeling of, I'm in the wrong body, I should be in Charlize Theron's body.
Outside, she waters plants.
You know, he is saving up for surgery, and she went to therapy for 6 months so she could get hormones, and it was like, that's all it takes is 6 months. That just seems like a short amount of time for someone that has changed his mind so often to make a decision as serious as this one.
In a bedroom, Bennett puts items in a backpack.
I wish that my family would be willing to, like, give me a chance. My sister isn't talking to me. And my dad, which sucks, you know? Like, I'm very angry at my parents. Like, I'm really, really, and I'm really hurt by them. I think the anger is mostly just, like, me not wanting to be hurt.
He grabs a box and carries it downstairs.
But it gets hard when they don't answer your phone calls or don't want to see you.
Music staff lines appear on a dark gray background.
If the only truth you have is that you're living a lie, and if time won't free the pain you've held hostage in your mind, fear not, my love.
The lyrics appear. The background morphs into a night sky.
If the skin your soul embodies doesn't seem to fit quite right, and you hate what their God gave you, fear not, my love, my love, my love.
Hands hold a glowing heart. Fade to black. In a bathroom.
Your first YouTube video was like, hey guys, this is Dylan. It was so
Dylan funny. Is my best friend.
So cute.
We're both like sober and trans, and our friends knew each other, and we're like, why don't we introduce them?
Photos of Dylan and Bennett.
We've known each other for a very short time, but I have never had a friend like Dylan. And we're about to move to Santa Cruz together in a few months and start at the same school. And it's funny how, like, I've never felt so close to a friend.
All of our pictures that we have on Facebook, we need to do again, but with beards. Those are wearing just the striped shirts.
Yes.
Oh, wait, didn't we start doing it on the same side so we'd have this?
I am on the left side today.
Me too. That means we're on schedule. Our testosterone shots are on the same day, Monday. And so we're Skyping our injections.
I can't wait till we can actually do this next to each other again. Do I have a beard yet? Yeah? Did you tell your coworker I'm single?
Bennett makes finger guns at the computer.
She's not single, though.
Oh, damn it.
I'm gonna tell my boyfriend. I'm getting, like,
arm hair. Yeah, dude, for sure.
We booked our top surgeries for the same day, December 27th of this year, which is in, like, 5 months, to go to Dr. Garamone in Florida. And his mom is paying for our airfare and our hotel, and she's gonna come and take care of us. Which is insane, because my mom wouldn't.
Subtitles. When are you guys going to Florida? December 27th. And his mother's buying your ticket? His mom's buying our tickets and then flying out there with us and taking care of us. When you go through the surgery?
Okay, so you don't want me there.
They stop. He looks at her. A corner of his mouth raises up.
I never said that. You had no interest in participating.
That's not what I said. I said you want it as far as financial.
I'm not going to pay for your plane ticket.
I'm not asking you to pay for my plane ticket. But, I mean, if you're going to undergo some serious surgery.
It's not super serious.
Yeah.
It's really okay if it's just on its own. Okay.
That's how you want it.
They continue. Inside, she walks upstairs. Bennett sits alone and looks down.
It's hard being around a lot of my friends because they're talking about their kids and their kids' successes, and
you know, my child's going to Harvard or has a scholarship, and how's Rachel? And I'm, oh, fine, you know, finding their way, finding his way, you know, kind of like blurring over the pronoun.
Family pictures line a staircase.
My mom's all about, like, looking good, and, like, you know, she hasn't even been supportive of the idea of my surgery, but then as soon as I'm like, Dylan's mom is coming, she's like, can I come? And it's like, no, I'm working really hard to make that happen for myself, and, like, all you've done is kind of try and stand in the way of it, and, like, why would I let you pretend you're supportive of that when, like, I have people who are actually supportive?
A photo of Bennett as a child in a baseball cap, with his mom holding a Shih Tzu. Bennett texts, "My mom is being so horrible. Can't wait to come see you this week."
The wind has come to take me down to the empty farm where I grew up on the land. I built this childhood for a boy with my own two hands.
Coyote Grace sings at American Music Hall.
Bony trees and sunken cows is almost snow. Nobody knows nothing except what me and the crow do know.
Music has been like the one constant dream I've had. Like, I knew Joe Stevens before I knew Joe Stevens, you know, like I knew of him. Like, I Googled him in my bedroom by myself when I wanted to know if I was gonna be okay. You know, when I wanted to know if my voice was going to be okay.
Words appear. Joe Stevens with Coyote Grace.
But I go slow. I said goodbye to everyone I know. And one morning I woke, and I was this guy named Joe.
Frames of film swirl vertically.
And then I met him. It's crazy.
Words appear. On tour with Indigo Girls.
I met Joe at a sober conference. I was so inspired by everything that he does.
Melissa Farrick and Coyote Grace. Girly Man and Coyote Grace.
When I first met him, I was starstruck. You know, oh my God, I'm with Joe Stevens, oh my God.
Bennett drives on a highway in a lime green Volkswagen Beetle. At night, he comes to a house. He carries a duffel bag. Words appear, Sacramento, California.
Hello!
Hey.
Welcome!
Thank you.
Hooray! Does your back hurt?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Welcome.
Like, I don't even have words to say how amazed I am at Joe's generosity, inviting me to just come stay free of rent in Sacramento and record music with me. And the fact that Joe is, like, not only gonna help me record my music, but potentially play with me is just insane. Like, it's already, like, a dream come true. Awesome. It's gonna be good month.
A kettle sits on a stove. A faucet drips. Joe and Bennett sit on the porch.
Is my beard sticking out everywhere?
No, that's perfect. Who taught you how to groom your beard?
Christopher.
Yeah.
Just take the scissors and snip the little flyaways
off.
My
one chin hair.
Look at that.
I need some grooming.
It's like, yay! I'm here. I claim this chin for mankind.
In the bathroom, Joe trims his beard with scissors.
Can't wait.
I met him at a sober youth conference, and I was stoked that there was another trans person. But it just cuts down all those little ones that stick out everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, we're both addicts and we're both trans and we're both musicians, and I've never been around another person that had all those three similarities. Those are probably the three things that define me the most.
Vintage video. Timestamp, April 27, 1998. Words appear. Joe, age 16.
were so similar in that, you know, we had a really rough time. Adolescents and families were not in great shape, and we got sent to programs, and we had a lot of the similar acting out behaviors.
Vintage Video, timestamp, July 13, 1997. Teenage Joe with long brown hair drinks from a tumbler. A photo of Joe smoking.
Here comes around.
Vintage Video, timestamp April 14, 2001. Joe sings.
I know how it feels to not be able to afford surgery and to try and figure out how to make it happen. I know how it feels to just really be having a hard time with your family. And if I could make it any easier for him, it's worth going through all of that.
Joe unravels an electric razor. He shaves the back of Bennett's head.
Were you ever, when you were a kid, like, you go into the hair cutter and be like, I want it short, and they give you like a girl's short haircut? I look forward to just being there for him in a way that no one was really able to be there for me.
Bennett holds up a mirror.
I'm impressed.
All right.
I was a little nervous. Yeah.
I was too.
In the kitchen. Bennett arranges falafels on flatbread.
I set sail towards the land of the opportune. I packed the good and parted ways with my landlocked blues. I've been so damn afraid of staying the same. The pages turn, the words are learned, but
dumb. Like capo here. Chord. On this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Major though. Uh-huh. Just to make it like a whole
phrase.
I need
a music theory lesson.
One. Then the new one goes. Four. Two major. Four. Five. And then.
Wait, did I do that right?
Yes.
You said totally. Five when I did it? Uh-huh. Yay!
Whoa. Cool. Whoa. Okay, cool. Let's try the whole bridge thing again. Whoa. Over, big one over.
They tie neckties.
And then under and around. Somehow flooring it helps. Reminds me of my dad. And then stick it through there, but I think you might be upside down.
Yes.
Yep. Close.
In the living room, Joe and Bennett look at photos.
There's pics. How funny. What was it like?
What was Joe like?
Yeah.
I think it was the most depressed I'd ever seen you. Maybe. I've definitely seen you in worse shape.
I think I was drinking and smoking weed and smoking meth and taking pills. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to those days.
No.
Thank you very
please
much.
Please don't. Yeah.
No. I don't want you to do that either, Joe.
I don't think anybody does.
Joe presses his lips together.
The little flowers.
Oh my god. That is really.
Joe and Bennett attach a bike rack and bikes to a minivan. A road atlas sits on the back seat. They drive on a highway. Joe sticks his hand out the window.
I could never see no light.
He gets out of the car and spins in front of a sign saying, next services, 72 miles.
I am
9 months sober on the 20th, which I think is any day now, and that is definitely the longest time I've ever had. I have been pretty much not sober for the last 13 years.
This almost seems like a movie set.
I know, right?
I want Bennett to heal and be happy in ways that I have a hard time feeling about myself. Another
morning, little buddy.
So having him around, it's kept me sober.
Turn a corner, say goodbye. Born blind.
Joe and Bennett approach a door.
Hi, Doc.
Hey. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
They walk inside, and Joe hugs an older man.
Hello.
Hey.
The man reaches an arm out, and Bennett joins in.
It was Landon, and I can't remember your new name.
Ben.
Ben?
Bennett, yes.
How am I going to remember Ben?
It's okay. I'm patient.
Okay. Good, good. Come on now.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Ben.
Yes.
Ben,
hi,
yes.
Ben. Oh, sweetie pie.
You look so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Guacamole. Yeah, Dad.
I'm cooking all of them.
Joe's dad flips burgers. In the kitchen.
Did you see this? Look at that. Look at my hair.
Horrible. Yeah, you didn't know what to do with it.
They made me blow dry it.
No, Joe. This is at the boarding school.
Yeah,
right?
It was at the girls' school. Yeah. Yes.
Did you know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep. Didn't know. Like,
it's so
ground.
Funny when you show me pictures of yourself and you're like, I still didn't know at this point. I'm like, mm-hmm. How?
Right.
Oh, we're eating late. So your mom and dad are in LA.
My mom is in Pasadena, my dad's on the other side, but they are divorced as of like 2 years ago. So my dad lives with his girlfriend and...
Mom doesn't have anybody right now.
Mom is dating. She's not committed to anybody right now, I don't think, but...
Mm-hmm. And I understand you contacted your sister.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah, and she didn't want to see me, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
She will.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes time. I know I was so worried. I remember breaking it to the family, to my brother and sister-in-law. And I remember it was weird. We were at Jack or Norman's, and I need to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And then when I said that, you know, Caitlin is now Joe, and Becky just says, well, good for him. Good for him. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, Bob went, well, that's the way it goes. Let's have another drink.
And Monica, of course, was like, so, are you going to have a penis? Why are people all the love? She wanted to know all the questions. Can you have a baby? What happens if you stop? Like,
well, Queen wanted to know if the pictures in the living room make you nervous or if you don't like them.
You know, that was... This is my life, and that was my name, and yeah, and I treasured that time in my life. Now, you know, and now I can have such more compassion for myself and for everyone else, and I understand kind of why things were the way they were. I understand what I was feeling. I understand what, you know, what you guys were probably going through, and so I feel like I have nothing but compassion for all of us.
Hmm. On a freeway, words appear. Pasadena, California.
I went back to one of my high school reunions, and I remember someone saying, no, do you remember so-and-so? He's a woman now. And I, even back then, I don't know that that was called transgender. It was just odd. I don't think anybody was, you know, repulsed by it. I think it was more, that's odd and interesting.
She shrugs.
People are stating their gender, preferences isn't the right word, but Whereas we just didn't talk about stuff like that. You know, people just are more vocal about it now.
At Bennett's mom's house, her dogs sniff their bowls. She lies in bed.
I grew up in Texas. I grew up at the Presbyterian Church and I was in the choir. My mother was ahead of her time. She was about Planned Parenthood. She was about having one of her best confidants, her gay hairdresser, to the Thanksgiving table. She was very educated. She was an educated woman. But I grew up in the mentality of don't air your dirty laundry.
She wears worn tennis shoes and jeans. She looks at a tablet in her lap. Vintage video.
That's how I dance.
3-year-old Bennett wears shorts. He hops and twirls and jumps onto a bed.
Can you look up here and give me a big smile?
Bennett gives a toothy smile.
I had this vision when I named my child Rachel of just this Rapunzel-y vision. I just thought the name Rachel was just the most beautiful name ever. Still do. We all loved, you know, Rachel, just as Rachel was. You couldn't help but love her. She was just so unique and creative, athletic, funny.
Child Bennett dances topless in a hula skirt.
And the hardest part with Bennett is that I still see the same person. Still my Rachel, you know.
A photo of the two of them smiling, heads together. Bennett writes a to-do list. Oil change. Register for classes. Pack. Pick up Dylan. Move into new apartment. He underlines apartment. He folds clothes, puts them in a duffel bag, and walks downstairs. He hugs Joe.
Bye, buddy.
Text me periodically.
I will.
You know how it's going.
Text me too.
I will.
And say hi to your mom.
Bennett backs out of the driveway in the Volkswagen. Dylan stands on a curb with a birdcage.
Oh, you're so scared. You know, he hates it. He hates
you
it.
Are out of here.
He's so scared. Let's get you in the car, bud.
Dylan's parents wave. In fast motion, they drive along the highway. The bird sits on Dylan's shoulder in the car. They smile and switch drivers. Bennett pokes Dylan. They share a banana. Words appear. Santa Cruz, California. Dylan carries the bird cage and the bird sits on his shoulder as he walks in. He and Bennett carry in a larger cage. A bike sits in the kitchen.
Why, my Samson, my only Samson. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Do you want to spoil that Lunchables? It's...
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
Dude, we like are here.
I know.
Oh my God, it's been the longest day ever.
People walk along the Santa Cruz boardwalk. Someone skateboards by a Del Mar Theater marquee. A line forms outside Rocker's Pizza Kitchen. A person talks on a cell phone and walks past a sign for Cabrillo College.
What do you want to do?
At the apartment.
It's 4, 30 minutes before we go to the gym. It's cold in here. Why doesn't our heater work?
Dylan shrugs.
I wouldn't even know how to turn it on. It's right here. It's on 90 degrees and it has been forever.
Dylan struggles with the thermostat.
It doesn't open. Wait, there's a pilot light. What does it mean? It's not right that they have college students move into this place that's ancient and doesn't have instructions
on it.
That's
the only people that'll move in, that's the thing.
Is it like, oh, yeah. No, I get that, they should have newer appliances because I don't understand old technology. I know what a pilot light is, I just don't know how to work it.
What?
If only top surgery would make the acne on your face go away.
Oh.
The back knee will get taken care of.
A note is taped to the wall. Bennett, happy, happy 1 year sober. Your talents and accomplishments continue to inspire me. You are absolutely an incredible human being and nothing short of the best friend a guy could ever ask for. Have an amazing time tonight and know that I'm 100% there in spirit, hogging the front row. Love always, your number one fan, Dylan.
Well, no, sometimes I think about wanting a girlfriend, but then I'm like, once I have one, I probably will not want one anymore. That's just my thing.
I don't think I want a girlfriend. I just want some kind of girly friend.
I get what you're saying. I'm just laughing at your choice of words. You know, you can find girls that are, like, nice to look at everywhere, but, like, ones that have common interests, like, I feel like class is the easiest way to find, like, oh, I like doing this, and this is my career path, and this is what I'm thinking of, or, like, at least I think about this, like, and then the girl's like, oh, me too, we should study. That's how it works.
That's how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
At the gym, they use the stationary bicycles.
Lately, I've been having, like, physical responses to anxiety and embarrassment and nervousness. So, like, I get really hot and, like, sweaty and, like, I feel like I'm getting red. And it's harder for me to talk and I don't know. I forget why I might be feeling so sad or like why I'm all up and down and having these mood swings and then it clicks and I'm like, wow, hormones are really changing.
Bennett lifts weights.
Things are happening inside my body that are different than I've ever experienced.
Bennett sits up and winces. On a rust-spattered background, a dark animated silhouette of a person lifts their face. White tears appear in the background.
When I'm by myself, like I get, like my head gets a lot louder. Is my chest flat? Are my shoulders square enough? What about my hips? Do my hips, or am I muffin topping, you know, or like, am I acting socially awkward? Is my voice low enough? Can they see my binder?
Animated birds fly.
I wish I could like not worry, but I can't stop.
On a clock, 4:29 a.m., November 12th. Bennett gets out of bed. He pulls a binder on over an undershirt.
I'm saving for my top surgery myself. I'm working full time, so I'm 5 days a week at the photo company. I hate my job, but like I'm going to work every day and I'm showing up early and I'm staying late and like I'm being a good worker. Top surgery is something worth fighting for. It's something worth sweating for. It's something worth grinding my teeth at work all day for.
Bennett leaves the apartment in the dark. Fade to black. The full moon shines through the trees. Words appear. Pasadena, California. Bennett's mom takes curlers out of her hair. The Serenity Prayer sits on the dresser.
It's a drastic surgery and I'm not for it. I feel like I should be there. I just don't know yet.
A flyer for a Coyote Gray show in San Pedro lies on top of Vogue.
It's just another show. It's the only thing I know.
She drives to San Pedro.
There ain't no other way. It's a good night, lady. It's just another show. You're the only one I know.
Band bows.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Bennett's mom is in the audience.
For those of you who don't know, some of the proceeds of tonight are going to go to our friend Bennett Wallace, who is another singer-songwriter and a good friend of ours, and it's going to help fund surgery for him. And so we thank you all for knowingly or unknowingly supporting this amazing cause.
Hi.
Subtitles. I didn't know if you'd even know who I was or not.
This is Ben's mom.
Oh, hi! It's really nice to meet you.
They hug.
And I appreciate.
Subtitles. I appreciate the time and all the love that you gave him when I obviously wasn't, you know, available. I appreciate you stepping in. Thank you. Joe nods, smiles, and hugs her.
Who can I sign this to? Mom, or do you have other names?
Mom works.
Yeah?
Susie, S-U-Z-Y.
Susie wipes her face. Joe signs her CD case.
Now it's for
her.
Yo, yo.
Back up a little?
In a bathroom.
Okay, well, this is a little awkward, but... Dylan and I are, we're packing now, because in approximately 3 hours, we will be on our airplane.
Exactly 3 hours,
we will be on our airplane, headed to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to get top surgery with Dr. Garamone.
They smile at each other. An airplane flies. Waves crash on a beach. Words appear. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A car pulls up to a hotel. Bennett holds a phone to his ear. He dances in place.
What's going on? Surgery center.
Oh, what are they saying?
They're just giving me the whole, like, it's like happening. They're like, hey, we'll see you tomorrow, just so you know. Don't eat after midnight, don't drink after midnight, don't even drink water. I mean, I'm sure you got the same message, but it was, bring a photo ID and your insurance card. Bring socks because it's cold in here. You have a procedure with Dr. Garamone tomorrow. I still don't know what time it is.
You don't know what time it is?
Uh-uh. I'll find out today.
Bennett rifles through shirts. This is so difficult. He pulls on a striped button-down shirt.
I'm sweating like a barn your pig.
I don't like this shirt either. Oh my god, I'm sweating. Do you want this one? Are you wearing that one?
I mean, I'm wearing it right now.
Do you want to wear it?
I don't care.
Bennett tosses the shirt to Dylan.
All right, that's good enough. This'll do.
They walk to Dr. Garamone's office. They fill out forms and sit next to each other on a couch.
I've gained or lost 15 pounds. Do I circle yes?
No, because I don't think the muscle really matters.
Bennett flexes. Dylan elbows him.
No.
In the hallway, a bust of David sits on a shelf.
Date of last menstrual period.
I just put my due date.
You have to be there at 8:30 a.m. Do you have transportation for surgery?
Yes.
You do.
They leave with plastic bags and paperwork. At the hotel, Bennett shaves his armpits.
Mind you, I haven't been shaving my armpits for longer than I've been out.
Every time I used to shave, I'd be like, why do people do this? I used to be so bad at it. When I used to shave my legs, I used to get, like, cut myself all the time. I used to do, like, half of my shin and then just stop. I'd be like, well, that was that. Gave it a go. Don't have the time nor patience.
It's like my armpits are burning.
Yeah, it stinks.
Dylan wipes his armpit with a washcloth. Bennett holds up both arms and looks in the mirror.
I can't tell if that's all his hair.
Whoa!
Dylan raises both arms up. Bennett takes a selfie of the two of them.
Right, side boob looks bad.
He retakes it.
I look so... It'll be gone.
He texts the picture with a note. Dylan and I had to shave our armpits for surgery. Mine is in 12 hours. Smiley face.
I can't wait, dude.
His face, though.
They look at post-op pictures online. In the morning, the sun rises over palm trees reflecting on water. Motorboats leave the dock. A pink suitcase is rolled behind someone wearing UGG boots. A duffel bag sits on the suitcase. Susie exits the doors of Fort Lauderdale Airport. She hugs a smiling Bennett. She throws an arm around Bennett's shoulders and they walk together.
I need an arm.
He puts his arm around her.
I felt good that she came. I also feel bad. Because she came. And I don't know, it shows that she loves me that much to do something that makes her not that happy. But, you know, to be there for me when I need her.
Bennett is in a hospital gown. Susie and Dylan's mom stand together.
This means a lot to me, but, like, what if my nipple falls off or, like, you know, I don't know.
I'll put it back on.
Hey, are you getting dressed too?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Here you go. I need my anesthesia.
No. Yeah, just a drop for Mom here. Maybe a good,
just
maybe
a
whiskey
little,
on the rocks or
off.
Something.
Just a little edge off.
You'll do fine.
Dylan smiles from a hospital bed. Susie sits next to Bennett.
You don't have
thanks for coming.
She nods. Bennett scratches her head. Bennett and Dylan fist bump each other from their beds. Susie wipes her eyes. Bennett smiles at her. She nods and grasps his hand. His bed is wheeled down the hall. Susie and Dylan's mom walk outside.
Hopefully it'll be a quick recovery and they'll be up and around in no time. And then get on with the rest of their lives.
I hope that they will find somebody that, you know.
I absolutely have every confidence that they will find the right person for them, because I think there's always someone for everyone in this world. You know, Dylan's had girlfriends, and I just think that he'll find the right person for him.
Dylan has had girlfriends since he's been Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it doesn't really make any difference. Where you are on the spectrum, I think that you'll find the person that you want to spend your time with and that you'll love. But, you know, we're all at different places, that's the whole thing. We don't have to necessarily understand it completely and fully. We just have to support them and love them.
True.
Love them through it, that's all you can do. Be there and love them and support them.
Nailed it on the head, it's like, don't really understand it, but
there's so many other people in this world that would love to bring them down. We just have to make sure we're not any of those people, you know.
They hug.
It's okay, let it go. It's not your job to be strong. It's not your job to feel anything particular. Just whatever you're feeling is good. It's okay, let it go. It's all right.
It's going.
That's good.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
That's it. Let it all out. Just let it out. It's good.
In a hospital room, Susie sits by Bennett's side, resting her hand on his arm. She rubs his wrist with her thumb. She looks straight ahead. Cut to black. At the hotel, Bennett looks in the mirror while wearing a tank top.
This is so cool. And the fat isn't hanging out of this. I mean, I can't even lift my arms, but I'm talking about chest. No, of course, there's stuff up here because we're bound so tightly, but.
Dylan sticks his tongue out. Bennett sits on the bed typing on a laptop. Dylan gingerly sits next to him.
All right. How you feeling? Pretty good. How about you?
I'm starting to get in a lot of pain.
Well, this is what I'm gonna be doing for the next 4 days. It's already 4?
We can play,
Don't do that.
I honestly didn't expect it to hurt this much. I didn't either.
But that's because nobody said anything about it.
Like, it's gonna hurt, but it's mostly just like, you know what I mean? I knew it would hurt, but I didn't know it would just be like.
Yesterday was horrible. I'm so glad I don't remember most of it.
I remember being in the car and being like, I am so frustrated and so much pain that I felt like I just wanted to kick and scream and cry and spit.
Yeah. We should go bowling.
The full moon glows in the sunset over palm trees. On the computer, Joe and Bennett Skype.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little sore.
I bet you are.
Yeah, but.
Let's go. Look at you. Yeah, stand up really quick.
Bennett stands, pulling down the tank, revealing bandages.
Yeah. Where's Pickle?
He's in the. I think he might be sleeping. Yeah. But he definitely. He definitely senses love. I'm sure he'll be sad that he missed this.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. This is Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
Hi, Mom.
I'm just being a Butinsky and coming in to say hello.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's been awesome. Yeah. I think I woke her up. I was just saying that because that's not true.
I've been an emotional roller coaster, but.
My mom, too.
Yeah.
She's being modest, but she's been really, really amazing. I woke her up every 3 hours. She was happy to help me and has just been really sweet the entire time. And on top of that, I know it's hard for her. So, you know, she's been really strong and helpful, even though it's not what she'd probably rather be doing. I'll keep you posted as things change and bandages get taken off and whatnot. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in person come February-ish.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thanks so much, Joe. This couldn't have happened without you.
Fade to black. Bennett rides a bike and carries a backpack. Words appear 3 months later, Santa Cruz, California. He enters a classroom.
Not just masculinity, because some of his critics say, well, men have been masculine for all time, you know, but he's talking about hyper-masculinity contributing to sexual assault, homicide,
even just road rage.
Right. Not only are there these two narrow categories of what one is supposed to fit in, but we also know that there's a hierarchy, right? And one of those is valued more. Masculinity is valued more in our society. Right, so if you fit more into that box, and I think the easiest example is to think of young girls who are tomboys, right? We've talked about way more acceptable than the alternative, right?
It becomes okay to have this expectation of women to be hyper feminine and have to do their roles as women by staying home, taking care of the children, cleaning the house, because hypermasculinity takes all like the room for everything else.
Students stand. Bennett talks with a girl in the class. She smiles and brushes her hair away from her face. They hug. Cars drive over a bridge. In the Volkswagen.
It's been hard to get a hold of Joe lately. There was one message that he sent me that said, things have been a little crazy, hoping to get out of it soon. It was very vague. So I honestly don't know where he's at. But it is taking him a little bit longer to get back to me.
Words appear. Sacramento, California. At Joe's house. Beer bottles line a windowsill. Joe fries eggs and toast.
I was having an awesome day with a buddy that I usually party with. And it was beautiful outside. And I wanted to smoke some pot. So I smoked some pot. And then I was like, let's go have some beers. And I went home and I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, all right, so I did that. And now feels like a time warp. I got my first DUI, spent the night in jail. I wish things were better.
12 packs of beer are piled in the corner. Outside, Bennett approaches. He sticks his head in the front door.
Joe? Good morning.
They hug.
Yeah. Let me see.
Bennett lifts his shirt.
Crazy. My cute little nickel nipples.
Right. Scars run across his chest under each nipple.
There's a little bit of scar tissue right here that's like hard.
I had one side that was a little stiffer like that.
But other than that.
No drain marking or nothing. Look.
Joe shows his hairy chest with faint scars.
Nice.
Way to go. Yeah.
Dude!
The other day I found videos of myself like pre-transition and I wasn't even in the videos, I was just talking and I was like, oh my God. Right. It was so weird. Totally. And even listening to the songs, it's kind of like...
It's like a different lifetime
already.
A bottle of Jameson and a bottle of Jägermeister sit next to each other. Joe plays banjo. Bennett plays guitar. Joe winces. Bennett watches Joe. Outside, Joe drinks from a bottle by a river. He swings from a rope over the river. Bennett pushes him.
Being that he's been such a vibrant light in my life, I just want him to be okay. There's something that he needs to answer. I just hope that he doesn't get into too much pain before he finds that for himself.
Joe squats down by the water. Water laps at the muddy shore. In a kitchen, Bennett unwraps pie crusts.
Which one do you want to do? You should do pumpkin.
Bennett hands Dylan a can.
Yep. Smells like Thanksgiving. Wow.
This is really reliable.
I know.
They dump frozen berries into a crust. Bennett texts, "Hey, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving." Dylan and I are cooking. See you tomorrow.
My mom bakes cookies and decorates them.
Mm-hmm.
Were you here for that last year?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, we should do it this year. It's super fun. She puts on Christmas music and... My sister just said, you are so focused on becoming you, finding yourself, all that bullshit. I don't think you understand that some people never truly find themselves and they turn out all right. You want to be stuck in this immature, I don't give a shit about what others think stage. It's off-putting and I don't want to associate with someone like that. That's literally so far from my experience that...
Bennett frowns and stares at his phone.
How long do these pies need to go in there?
Till we smell it burning.
Bennett puts a pie in the oven.
How much water do we need? Does it matter? Yeah, I guess it would matter.
2.5 cups.
Bennett stirs stuffing on the stove.
Oh, we got gravy.
We have gravy, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna call my dad and tell him that we've made pies and can I bring one over for dessert? Hello? I'm gonna come there, I'm just gonna be a little bit late. I was gonna come grab a bite to eat and say hi to y'all and spend a little bit of time with you and Kimmy and Chelsea and Christina. Okay, never mind, I just thought that's what you were asking. I thought that's what you wanted, never mind. Okay, never mind, that's what I'm saying, never mind. I misunderstood the situation. I didn't understand that it was so... I'm just not gonna come, Dad. Okay, well, you know what, I'm sorry, and I absolutely regret trying to come out of my way to come and see you guys. So, I'm not upset at you. I'm just literally telling you that plans changed, sorry. Didn't mean to impose. I literally don't know what to say. I'm not interested in arguing with you. Because I'm not interested, and I'm sorry that I... All right, happy Thanksgiving. My fucking family, dude, I just...
They sit at the table.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
I keep trying to be angry at my family for being, like, broken. But I'm having a really nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know?
Dylan nods. They take the pies out. The pumpkin pie is decorated with a pumpkin. The berry pie has a heart.
Man, they look so good.
Don't smile with the pies. 1, 2, 3. Very nice. There you go.
They put ice cream on the pie. A Shih Tzu sleeps on a dog bed. Bennett sleeps on the couch, curled around a black pit bull. Dylan sleeps sitting up at the end of the couch. At Joe's parents' house.
Are those deviled eggs?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Mom.
My deviled eggs are very good. They're my mother's.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. This one would let me pretty much do anything. I mean, I put her in skirts and dresses, but what I loved was she wanted to wear pants. And that was the funny thing that I remember. Her idol was Katharine Hepburn. And I thought, I love that. I just love that.
He said, I'm gay. And I said, well, of course you are. Thank goodness. I thought you were going to tell me you were transgender.
You knew that. I didn't have any idea.
Yeah, but then do you think I, like, beat myself up over that? Oh, I put the seed in his brain and I made it happen. But I was worried from, like, age 3.
So you had that knowledge of transgender?
Well, because I watch Oprah. And
for me, when I came out, it wasn't like, I mean, there was a part of me that was like, there was that relief where it was like, I found
I finally found it.
But then it was almost like opening a door to nowhere. There was only work to be done.
Joe drives on a highway. A 3-month AA recovery chip hangs on his keychain.
The last couple years I have really spent trying to find the answers as to who I am and what that means and how gender's involved in that. And now I'm not sure I know much more than I started with, but I'm happier, so I think that means something.
A dog looks out the back window. A van is parked with a folding chair on the ground near it. Bennett opens a can. Joe cooks over a camping stove. He looks at a map with a lantern. He and Bennett eat cereal in the van.
I think for my parents, like, even at this point, they just want to be like, you're great, you're trans, you're boy, you're great. And for me, like, I still have so much baggage. Like, and it's not like bad baggage, it's just like, I will need to do work to like heal myself from how painful this has been, you know?
Right. I don't know, and so much of it, you know, there's like the body part, of course, and then there's the whole like social and mental, emotional part. And that's the part that at least people on the outside don't see a lot.
Joe and Bennett sit on a sand dune. Joe runs sand through his hand. They hold towels and walk on a path. They sit in a pond surrounded by palm trees. Joe wrestles a towel away from the dog. At Susie's, words appear, age 22.
Hey Joe, check out who's working in the merch department making t-shirts. It's my mom.
Hey there.
She holds a shirt that says, Real Boy.
Looks good. See you soon, buddy.
Bennett shows his mom how to silkscreen.
And I like to go over it twice just because. All right, so just pull it up.
See, I was right there.
Nice work, Mom.
She irons a Real Boy shirt.
Mama, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. I've been trying to say hello. You thought I was saying goodbye. I know some things aren't for us to decide. I hope you think I'm turning out alright. Mama, I'm grateful that I get this chance to rise, to wake up one more day and see this world with brand new eyes. I know it was your love that gave me life. I hope you're proud of how bright I can shine. 'Cause when I look inside,
Susie watches Bennett. She looks at Bennett and swallows.
This one's for my family. This one's for my family.
Vintage video. 5-year-old Bennett in a pink sweatshirt and short hair plays guitar and smiles.
This one's for my family.
Described by AudioEyes. Bennett runs downstairs carrying guitar cases. Produced and directed by Shalice Haas. Joe follows with a double bass. Bennett untangles chords. Edited by Andrew Gersh.
Won't free the pain you've held hostage in your mind.
Hands turn knobs on a mixing board. Executive producer, Charlotte Lagarde. Someone plays guitar. Original score, William Ryan Fritch. A foot taps. Animation and title design, Molly Schwartz. A tip jar for musicians. Associate producers, Sam Berlinger, Kyle Ranson Walsh. A smaller video plays in a black background while credits roll. Green grassy fields with silos next to a roadway. Bennett and Joe play music in a restaurant with children and adults watching. Bennett eats ice cream while Joe checks his phone. These are the battles of the beat down, the broken. Joe plays bass and nods his head on stage. They can't do nothing right. We laid awake through the darkest hours of the night. Bennett smiles at him. Breaking ourselves until there's nothing left to hide. And as you lay there, body frozen like your frame of mind. And you weigh the pros and cons of leaving it all behind. Fear not my life. People dance in a darkened room. Fear not my love. A merchandise table with CDs. Fear. A woman picks up a CD and flips it over. A real boy t-shirt hangs on the wall. Fear not my love. Joe and Bennett carry instruments and walk away. Real Boy is a co-production of Shalice Haas and Independent Television Service, ITVS, with funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This program was produced by Shalice Haas, who is solely responsible for its content. Copyright 2016, Shalice Haas. All rights reserved.